Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So as long as we're talking about the ability to buy a house or not in the suburbs where it's going to be more expensive or not, this is an appropriate one for today.
It is time for Unpopular Opinions. That's what we do at noon on Wednesday. And here's the first one. People clown on the suburbs, but I love boring suburban life. Give me chain restaurants, cul-de-sacs, and the drama of whose trash cans are still out at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. the day that they are supposed to be picked.
Day,
not like 3 p.m. several days later.
Right.
But
no.
3 p.m. the day of.
I live in the kind of neighborhood where if your trash cans, if it's trash day and they're empty and those trash cans are still out, we're judging you.
I'm assuming in your neighborhood, the trash people consistently always collect your trash at the same time.
Generally,
every week.
Yeah.
No, not
within,
my, not
within the same hours or so.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Really?
I assume also in your neighborhood, you have an HOA. I know you rent, but there's an HOA. So you probably also have rules about like what time you can put out your bins. Like you can't do it too early.
I would know because I've never left them out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can't do too early.
A lot of neighborhoods have.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Like, I don't put mine out until 7 in the morning day of.
Because
I don't do it the night before. I'm not doing it that.
We do it the night before. And then usually they pick them up by the time me and Finn are walking home. So we just put them in when we walk. I'm kidding. I couldn't care less if people leave their trash cans out.
But HOAs have rules about stuff
rules,
like this.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, honestly, I will say this.
Well, you would know if you had been in violation.
Because when Finn was born in the neighborhood that we lived in off 151st Street, it was trash day the day he was born. The trash hadn't been picked up yet.
There's a good way to remember what trash day is.
Yeah.
If you stay in the same house.
There's a lot of things I could say here that I'm not going to about my son. But anyway, it was trash day. We go to the hospital. We're there for 2 days. My next door neighbor, who, by the way, we lived in townhomes. So when I say next door neighbor, literally person we shared a wall with.
Mm-hmm.
Complained about us. Knew, by the way, that we had gone to the hospital.
Congrats on your new baby. Get your trash cans up.
We told her we're going to the hospital. We're going to be back a couple days because she freaked out one time. We went to Disney World and she was like, I haven't seen you guys. So I was just wondering like, what's going on? Where were you at? And we're like, well, we went to Disney World. We didn't think it was important to tell you, but okay. So when Finn was born, we told her like, hey, we're going to be at the hospital for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, our trash cans got left out. I didn't have a chance to go home specifically just to put the trash cans
in. Why would you?
And she reported us to the landlord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's good. Initially, I thought, well, this is a good neighbor. We were talking about who would check on you if you,
Oh, sure.
If you had not been seen for a few days, this is the neighbor that would keep track of that.
It's fine. Yeah.
She would notice if your garbage bins had been out
yep.
for too long.
And that's how my landlord found out that we'd had a baby because he called me like it wasn't even a full day later. It was like the next day. He was like, hey, just want to let you know, got some complaints. You left your trash cans out. What's going on with that? Yeah. And I was like, you're literally in a hospital because Katie just gave birth. He's like, oh my God, congratulations. That's so awesome. Yeah. He's like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of him. And yeah, so he took credit. But it was like, what the? Yeah.
So I think the suburbs are good for some people. Mm-hmm. I think they are good for the predictability, the routine, the location, I think is good for some people. I am a city girl. When I was house shopping, I looked on the Kansas side. I looked near like downtown Overland Park. I know you guys go to String Hall. Like I like that area a lot. I've lived there multiple times. I've lived in the suburbs. I've lived in the deep suburbs. I am a city girl. And Waldo is perfect.
Yeah.
Because it's like city light a little bit, but I'm still in the city.
I agree with the opinion. I like the boring stuff. I like consistency.
You don't care about like restaurants.
I couldn't care
you
less.
You don't care about that stuff.
I'll go to McDonald's. I don't care.
Yeah.
Give a crap. Quentin. Hating on them suburbs.
All right.
Oh boy.
Quentin's kind of got some pent up anger
today.
From the last 2 hours.
Suburbs suck.
All right.
And I'll give you many reasons. As somebody who's lived in the suburb for basically all my life, I didn't realize the suburbs sucked until I moved away and I lived in Maryville, where I lived basically in the middle of the town.
Where you could walk everywhere.
Could walk to campus.
Stumble.
I could walk to the grocery store. I could stumble back from the bars at 2 a.m. It was fantastic. The lack of walkability in suburbs sucks. But unfortunately, I can't afford to live in Kansas City, so I had to go way up north in order to afford a place to rent. So the suburbs, also the way that they were constructed with the spaghetti string roads, is also horrible because it's bad for the city because they're expensive to build and maintain. There are a lot of suburbs in the United States that are going bankrupt unless they continue to build houses, because the only way for them to maintain city growth or to maintain their economy is to grow. And guess what? Eventually that runs out.
Wait, hold on. So the streets,
the
because,
streets and the utilities
because
and
they're
the
not
constant,
straight lines, they're that's a problem?
Well, because the fastest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line.
Sure.
But if you squiggle a line on a map arbitrarily, you are adding added expense.
More distance.
And there's no reason for it. We talked.
But
what,
it's pretty.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I was
Quentin,
just thinking about
the streets are pretty.
I was thinking about that
when they're squiggly
when
like
we were
that.
Out doing trick or treating. I was like, God, I love all the twists and turns on our streets.
People like it.
We talked about 2 weeks ago about one of the reasons you like Kansas City over St. Louis, Weir, is the grid in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to get into the whole, redlining and the white flight that built the suburbs to begin with.
Fair.
And I know somebody on the
Thank
text line.
Thank you very much for not doing that.
Yeah, now I'm racist. Awesome.
somebody on the text line is about to bring up, well, the schools in the suburbs are better. That's not inherently due to the suburbs. Okay. Schools can be great in cities. It's just that there's not enough money in the cities to make great schools. So yeah, the suburbs suck. Don't like them. I'd prefer to live in a place that wasn't 100%. I need to get somewhere by car.
Just going to block out the phone lines for a minute.
Don't call him. Don't. He's already had a couple of people mad at us that called him, ranted about us, and then hung up. And that doesn't make him happy. So.
It didn't even sound like it was that bad. He said somebody was questioning my math on something. Like,
but
there
they called
some very,
and got
there were some very rude phone callers today about how I'm lazy because I can't afford to buy a house.
They said that to you?
Yes.
It's not about laziness.
Yeah. We were trying to make the case that it obviously is not about laziness, but they won't accept that because they, in order to feel good about themselves, they need to believe that everything is consistent.
Yeah, it's so weird. We come on the air and we talk about how everything around us is getting more expensive and that's, not their fault. But all of a sudden, when houses are getting more expensive, I'm lazy.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
Oh, you don't want to go back and forth about that one?
We're good.
We've done enough of that today. We've done enough on it. We're good.
Next one, unpopular opinion. I love daylight saving time changes. Everyone else complains, and I'm over here treating it like a tiny time travel experiment twice a year.
I'm okay with it.
We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. I think insomniacs in fall love daylight saving time.
We go to bed earlier because it's dark.
We kind of catch up with the rest of you guys. But then the problem is in spring we're in hell.
Stinks. Yeah.
We're in hell.
It's the other extreme.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
Quentin hates it.
I do.
Because Quentin hates everything today.
Because instead of waking up at my normal time, I'm waking up an hour early and I just have to like lay in my bed for an hour because well, I don't want to like get up and interact with my roommates in the morning. That's not fun.
Get another job, Quentin. You're lazy. So get another job that you get up and do in the morning so you can buy a house.
Exactly. So no, we just need to get rid of this too. This is stupid.
I was going to say something and it's just...
No, go ahead.
It's me. I'm going to say something. It's not going to make you mad, but I'm not trying to be like, I like say I have a perfect life or anything like that.
Oh, we already know that.
But I'm sitting here in the suburbs. I enjoy my life. I enjoy daylight saving time. You talk about waking up early and all that stuff. You know, when I wake up every morning, I don't even set my alarm. I wake up with my wife kisses me goodbye.
Also, I'm going to laugh at you because you call 6 a.m. waking up early and I'm up at 4:30. So that. Shut up.
I wake up when Katie wakes me up to give me a kiss on the forehead to tell me goodbye because she's going to work. That is my life. So if I sit here and complain about anything else, just keep that in mind. Like, you should not take me seriously on anything.
Well, you know, when you have a set time that you've been waking up to, I don't know, for the past 8 months since I've been here, and then all of a sudden, because of some arbitrary decision some people made like 60 years ago, they're like, hey, by the way, your body is set to wake up at this time, and now I have to wake up an hour earlier because my stupid body is like, hey, you need to wake up this time? Yeah, that sucks.
What you need, I like, hobbies, is, Quentin. So we need to get you hobbies.
I need to change the name of Unpopular Opinions to just things that are going to piss Quentin off today. Because the direction I've gone with this segment is I'm only taking ones from now on where it's people saying they like something that everyone else seems to hate. Because I like that. I like that aspect. Yeah. I like people finding silver linings and things like that. I think that that's actually a positive way of doing this instead of just people bitching about it for, you know, a segment a week or two segments a week. Instead, we just make it like, look at people trying to find the bright side to stuff. Yeah. And then there's Quentin going, you think that lining's silver? You think it's silver? Yeah. That's just acid rain. That's what that is.
Okay, so I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little weird. I acknowledge that felt a little too early, but it had been dark for 2 hours. I'd had dinner. The dog was ready too.
Yeah.
I was delighted.
Oh my God. I fell asleep. Monday Night Football this week was a blowout. So and it wasn't the Chiefs playing. So I didn't feel obligated to stay up and watch all of it. I fell asleep early. I woke up rested because I still wake up at the same time every day. Oh my God. It was so great.
Yeah, it's good to be you.
Literally this one from the text line, speaking of silver linings. Give me cold, gray, rainy days over sunny ones. Gray skies give me permission to be lazy without feeling guilty.
So it does take the pressure off having to be productive outside. And it allows me to then be, it's okay to just stay home. Mm-hmm. And then I can get more done inside. But I do appreciate, but now I don't need more than like 3 days in a row.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Like, we had six straight days of rain last week. Yeah, that was a lot.
100% am on board with that opinion if it's one day.
Yeah.
When it's longer than one day, then it's like, we had last week, it seemed like every single day.
It was 6 days in a row.
It was.
That
six
we had
days
rain.
In a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it was rainy and overcast and gross. And it gets to you after a while.
Yes.
And that's not usually how things work. I will say the positive about a stretch of gray days like that, though, is it makes a day like this seem even better.
Yes.
Like, was I the only one, like, driving to work today, seeing the trees changing, which it's crazy. It's November, and just now the trees are changing, but, you know, whatever.
I noticed it on Ward Parkway because I'm always on Ward Parkway, and it's like, and it's pretty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and the trees have changed.
It was breathtaking coming off around a college, 119th Street on 69. You kind of come down like this big, long stretch descending. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
I'll ruin this for you too. Sunshine.
Oh God, what?
I'm over the 70, 60 degree weather. I need it to be cold.
You need it to
be
cold.
I want to wear my sweaters.
You want to wear your medium jacket.
I want to wear a jacket over the sweater. We should have had this 2 months ago and it had been all hunky dory, but instead we had like a month straight of 85 degrees and I had to leave my air conditioner on for an extra month. I'm so over it. I am ready to bundle up while I'm coming to work, and I'm ready to have 17 blankets when I go to bed at night.
Quentin, I ask this out of love. How's your blood pressure these days?
Hey, you all right, buddy?
You seen a doctor lately?
What's your coffee intake been like over the last couple of days?
I'm not even halfway done.
Yeah. You're not even halfway done with your
not
coffee,
even halfway
or you're
done
not
with my
halfway
coffee.
Done complaining?
I don't know. I'm sure I can complain
Both.
About...
We I'm still have an hour and 40 minutes left.
I told you during the last break that, you know, it might not have been good to have that housing segment at the beginning of the show.
Hey, how... Instead, we can get you mad at the end of the show.
I know it's bad being 26 and not having the prospect of being able to buy a house. I'm 43. And I don't own a house. It sucks. I get it.
Yeah, you're 14 years younger than the average age to buy a home right now.
You still got time. Maybe things will turn around. You know, things have to get worse before they get better.
Okay, sure.
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
I think it's still going to get worse.
I'll let you know.
It's going to have to get much worse, but it probably will. So that's another way of looking at things. The worse things get, the better they'll be.
Uh-huh.
Darkest before the dawn. Actually... That's a saying that never made any sense to me.
No, because it's also dark after the dark.
Dawn is gradual. Like, it just doesn't spring.
It doesn't go to midnight to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Is it the full moon tonight? Is that the problem?
Maybe.
That we're having today?
I don't know. Clinton, June birthday. I'm a Cancer.
I don't know anything about cancers. I don't know what that means.
I dated a girl that was into that. That was lame thing to have as your hobby.
I don't even know where to start. What are the qualities of being a Cancer that I should know? Give me one quality.
I'm me? I don't know.
All right. 913-586-7798. I don't know why I'm giving out the phone number. We're just going to keep doing
unpopular
opinions.
Phone lines are blocked because
I blocked the phone lines because I don't want anybody having to deal with Quentin right now. And for both of our sakes.
Yes.
For everybody's sake. Is give Quentin a break. And also maybe you guys get a break from getting
him
yelled
screaming
at.
Screaming at you.
He's never going to scream at somebody, but you have my permission to if you ever want to. As long as you keep it clean, that's fine.
And they deserve it. Like, yes. They really need to
deserve
it.
Some people deserve it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll keep unpopular opinions coming up on midday.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I like that Quentin's mom's checking on him. Sure he's okay. So I say, I wonder, like, when was the last time you had your BP checked? Just make sure everything's okay in there.
My aunt, God rest her soul, used to listen to the show every day and would send me a Star Wars t-shirt every time she thought I sounded upset or depressed on air.
How many Star Wars t-shirts did you end up with?
A closet full. I ran out of hangers at a certain point. And it's funny because I don't even like Star Wars that much. I like Star Wars okay.
Like, did you tell her at some point, can you send me something else?
I didn't have the heart to tell her. Like, it made her happy to think that she was making me happy. I could have easily gone from the beginning of the month to the end of the month only wearing Star Wars shirts.
Wow.
And yeah. And I would have to remind people. I've lost my virginity. I have children. I'm married. Mm-hmm. I'm not that big of a fan of Star Wars. I just love my aunt. All right.
Okay.
Unpopular opinions. Next one. Yeah. Laundry is my favorite chore. You shove a pile of sadness in a machine and it comes out warm and clean. It is like domestic magic.
Let me just take issue with the idea of having a favorite chore.
Sure.
I do not have a favorite chore.
You don't rank them.
I have a least favorite chore, but I don't, there are none of them that I like. My least favorite is dishes.
What qualifies as a chore? Is cooking a chore?
For some people.
Is buying groceries a chore?
No.
Is bringing the groceries in a chore?
Chore, I feel like, is stuff that needs to be done around the house on a regular basis.
Putting groceries. So cleaning. Base things.
Cleaning, yes.
Is that what a chore is?
Yes. Okay. Or, I mean, if the text line wants to add things you would have your kids do
yeah.
around the house, those are.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7798. What qualifies as a chore? Because I consider cooking a chore, but
if you enjoy it,
even if you enjoy
it's
it,
not a chore.
I still think it's something that needs to be done. So.
Yeah, for some people, yeah.
So do you think that something's not a chore if you enjoy doing it?
I must think that, yes, yeah. I must. Although there are people that enjoy doing laundry, but I still think that is a household chore. Usually is like that it's the stuff that fills up your weekends when you'd rather be having fun that we have to do. Like mowing the lawn is a chore.
Yeah.
Pulling weeds is a chore. Cleaning the floor is a chore.
But a lot of people enjoy doing
But those are still household chores.
Weirdos.
Yeah, I think the most difficult part about laundry is remembering that I have laundry in the dryer.
So, do you have, is it just in your building or do you have it in your apartment?
It's in the house. Yeah.
So at least you make it to the dryer. Some people will leave it in the washing machine and then put it in the dryer the next day and then it's all moldy.
The washing machine sings, you know, so it's got like a nice tune. It's like
An LG? Ours does that too.
Yeah, it's got like a nice...
It's delightful.
It has a nice singing voice, I'll say.
Yep.
I don't... My least favorite part of laundry is putting it away. I don't mind doing... I don't mind the in the washer. And mine has to go on an extra... Like extra drain cycle in my washer. I don't know why, but that it has to be done. I will leave it in the dryer for 2 weeks until I'm out of clothes. And then I go to the dryer. I don't like putting it away. That's exhausting.
I wouldn't mind doing laundry. That's one of, again, several things I don't do around the house that my wife does, who doesn't seem to care. That she might enjoy doing it. I don't know. I have offered to do the dishes, and she flat out told me no.
Are you bad at it?
I guess so. And it's not like I'm the typical man thing where I'm trying to be bad at it.
Yeah.
She'll ask me to cook because I can cook. I'm good at cooking, but she has insisted I not do the dishes.
I assume you're.
I guess so.
She has a way.
How are you bad at doing dishes?
You don't get them clean. That happens sometimes when people just don't get them.
I don't. That is fair because I don't care enough.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We have landed on.
There
the
you
thing.
Go.
I did get into an argument with a former roommate about how to load the dishwasher because apparently I wasn't good enough at it. So I was like, fine, you can do
and
it.
You do it. That's your job now buddy.
And she wanted to do it. So whatever.
But she, all right. Last one. This sounds dark. This might be the only one Quentin agrees with. I'm not sure. This might sound dark, but I prefer funerals to weddings. People are honest. They tell real stories, and it feels meaningful instead of performative, like a wedding. Plus, with funerals, you only get one of them. I mean, there's...
You don't have to buy a gift.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a gift.
And you're supposed to make, like, a donation, but you don't
have
to buy a gift.
You don't really have to worry about what you're wearing, either. You just have to wear
not
something
anymore.
Dark. It's the opposite of a wedding, because a wedding, you just can't wear white. But yeah. A funeral, you have to wear black.
Not anymore. I feel like funerals have gotten real casual.
Some of them have, yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, as long as you show up, that's all they care about.
I tend to not be a dress code guy, but I would be upset with... people who would show up if somebody showed up to my funeral in just like a t-shirt and ripped
that
jeans,
would offend you after you're dead.
That would offend me in death. I'd haunt them.
Huh?
I'd find out where they live. And
what do you want them
throw
to wear?
Ectoplasm in their face while they sleep. What?
All black?
Yeah, all black. At least like a polo. You know, like if jeans, fine, but at least like a collared shirt,
not like a Hawaiian shirt or anything.
Yeah, okay, well that would be collared, I guess. But yeah, no, like a black. Polo, you can't tell me you can go to Walmart and buy a collared polo shirt for $10. That's about what they cost there.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that because I bought them. I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing one right now.
I have been to a lot of funerals. I'd rather go to a wedding. Give me high happiness and joy.
I think in both, it depends on your relationship to the person. Like, if you like the person a lot, then going to their wedding is fun. Oh, I can't wait to see him get married. I'm so happy for him. If you don't know him that well, you're like, eh.
Then it's a chore.
And then it's the opposite with funerals. If I don't really know the person, we'll just go stop by and let the pay our condolences and be good people and feel good about ourselves because we stopped in to our, you know, she was our next door neighbor 30 years ago. We should go see how she's doing now that her husband's dead. Whereas if you really knew the person, then funerals suck because it's, you know, it's depressing and sad.
Big difference between having to go to the wake and having to go to the funeral.
Which is
sort of what you just described.
Right.
Go, if it's somebody you don't know that well, you just go to the wake, you just do the reception line, in and out, done.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew them better, then you have to go to the funeral. And because there's a bunch of Catholics in my family, so a lot of times a funeral will include a full mass. Catholic mass.
Yeah.
That's a good time. That's exactly what you want to sit through.
Yeah, I don't want that.
At 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah. And then if they, depending on how well they were liked or sometimes the circumstances around their death, they need to move it to the church. Like, they can't even have it at the funeral home.
Yes. And then that procession to the gravesite also is going to take forever because of the number of cars. No, I'm definitely choosing a wedding over a funeral.
I'll go with 1,000%. Yeah.
Quentin? Yeah. Thankfully, I've been blessed at this point in my life that I have never been to a funeral that somebody close to me has died.
Uh-huh.
I've been to funerals of like distant relatives, especially as like a kid.
Do you still call your grandparents?
I mean, my fun grandpa died when I was like
six. So no, you don't.
So, but my other grandpa, I think he's still alive. He sucks. So I don't really care.
Okay.
But. Why are you laughing, Weir?
I don't know. It's just we were so close.
I made it very clear on this show that most of my extended family sucks, and I don't care about them.
Weir, do you still have all your grandparents?
No. They died when my grandmothers both died when I was like 21 and 22.
Yeah.
And then my grandpa's died when I was 5.
I think I was 30, probably when my last grandparent died.
Yeah, they died real early.
But I'm only going to a wedding if, like, I know the people. Like, I'm not going to go I'm not going to go to a wedding if I only kind of know them. Because, I mean, if I don't know you very well, then the people, there's not people that I want to hang out with at the wedding. So, but I've been to a couple weddings now, and they've all been fun.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have the basis of comparison.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably still say wedding, because if I'm crying at a wedding, then either something great happened or something really bad happened.
All right. Coming up, we are going to talk about Mr. Pibb
and
coming
coffee.
Back.
Yeah. We'll do a little drinky segment.
Yeah. Drinky segment. Non-booze. Teetotaler segment. Mr. Pibb is coming back. I didn't know it left. And how too much coffee is bad for you, especially if you mix it with Mr. Pibb.
Shut up.
We'll talk about that next.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. We've got a couple stories here. One about a rebrand for Mr. Pibb. And I'm going to ignore the story about how much too much coffee is bad for you because
it. You don't think that you could have too much coffee?
I think there are benefits that outweigh the risks. Is what I'm saying.
But what if they're saying too much coffee is downing two pots in the morning?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're drinking two pots of, like, there comes a point at which, why are you doing that?
I know Dave Grohl, for instance, he was drinking a lot of coffee. They were recording an album. He was involved in like 15 different little projects and he was drinking coffee nonstop and not sleeping. And he had not a heart attack, but a heart like issue where he had to go to a cardiologist and get checked out for because he was having chest pains. And they're like, yeah, you need to cut down on the coffee. He was literally drinking like three or four pots a day.
Yeah, there comes a point where I'm going to be sick to my stomach. If you give me too much coffee, I won't be able to do anymore because I'll just get sick to my stomach.
It basically, on that story, they're just saying if you have too much coffee relative to your normal intake, it can be bad. You have trouble concentrating, trouble driving. You can make bad decisions because you overreact to situations. Boom. Done. Mr. Pibb is being rebranded. Let's talk about that.
So Coca-Cola has decided that they need a new comeback for Mr. Pibb. 53 years after its initial launch, they are tweaking both the look and taste of the, I didn't know it was caffeinated, cherry flavored soda. We needed this?
I think any soda that's dark is going to be caffeinated. Like, I think that's.
Root beer is not caffeinated.
Yeah, that's a good point. Never mind. That just flies.
I think you're right on almost all the others. So Coca-Cola rolled out Mr. Pibb back in 1972 as a rival to Dr. Pepper. Gained a following for three decades, and it was discontinued in 2001. And rebranded as Pibb Extra.
Which is stupid.
Now they said it's going to come back and be bolder than ever.
Okay.
And Mr. Pibb is going to replace Pibb Extra due to popular demand. It will have 30% more caffeine.
What?
Than the latest version. I need to know how much caffeine that is. That's, we need to look that up and see.
Well, I think typically 30 milligrams is the usual for a can of soda.
It's not telling me how much. Boy, heaven forbid they tell me how much. They just say 30% more caffeine than what it's had in the past. A refreshed taste with intensely sweet cherry and hints of caramel and a spicy bite.
Mm.
40 milligrams of caffeine.
40? Yeah, that's right.
That's what it's coming back with.
Yeah. So okay. That makes sense. If it's usually 30, then 30% more.
How much caffeine?
I know I'm bad at math, but I think that's 40.
Has 95 milligrams in a cup. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
What I love about this is they're saying back by popular demand. So basically what they're saying is that the internet bullied a soda company into mm-hmm. necromancy. Mm-hmm. They brought back a dead brand because of the internet. For 20 years, Mr. Pibb has been, I didn't know it went away because it just, that Pibb Extra thing, I thought it was like a different thing and mm-hmm. I didn't really pay attention. And now Coke is admitting in their press release that Reddit and social media chatter about the mystique of Mr. Pibb helped drag it out of the grave, more or less. We've used our collective power, guys.
So first it's coming to shelves in Florida, Chicago, Las Vegas, Michigan, and California. Oh, national rollout plan for next year.
Yeah.
Is it really going to taste any different? You can't make it taste that different, or it's going to have to be something else.
Matter. People just want the nostalgia. That's why like Surge keeps coming back mm-hmm. because idiots like me got urinary tract infections from drinking 2 liters of it a day back in the 90s. And every time it comes back, we don't care if we switch to diet. We don't care if we switch to coffee. Mm-hmm. We're going to buy a thing of Surge and fire up Tony Hawk Pro Skater and feel like we're 19 again.
Now I need to know, is there more caffeine? How much more caffeine in Surge compared to Mountain Dew? Or sugar is the big problem with Mountain Dew? What are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking Diet Mountain Dew, so there's no sugar. It is, how many? I don't know. How many?
While you're
this
looking.
This has 91 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay, so that's about what
that's like
this
a cup
new
of coffee.
Mr. Pibb is going to be. Or yeah, a cup of coffee. Yeah.
No.
I'm thinking that this is probably good for places that have Coca-Cola products and not Pepsi products. Because Dr. Pepper is not a Pepsi brand, but it's bottled in with PepsiCo.
That's true.
So if you're a Coca-Cola place, you wouldn't have Dr. Pepper because you'd be supporting Pepsi through Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper is really big here. I couldn't get it anywhere on the East Coast.
Okay, so I wonder if it's, well, Atlanta's right there, right? And so
I guess so. Maybe it,
you
that
know,
was
Coca-Cola has.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like when we go out to restaurants. Yeah, I don't think any restaurants had Pepsi products.
Yeah, so I wonder that might be if that's the look is like, hey, we know that, you know, people really like Dr. Pepper, so we're going to try and compete with Dr. Pepper, a.k.a. compete with Pepsi.
To me, Diet Dr. Pepper is the diet version of a soda that is the closest to the original, that tastes the most like the non-diet one.
Also,
like Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper tastes exactly like
especially
regular Dr.
Pepper.
Pepper
Zero. It is dead on the same to me.
Oh, really?
I've never
had the zero version of any of the sodas.
It's just, I think it's better, instead of using aspartame, they use sucralose.
I must like Splenda. Aspartame more.
That's the one that gives rats urinary cancer, so I avoid it.
Oh.
Just because I have the bladder of a
I mean,
a
you
rat,
know,
it's
a depressing show, so we'll be like, everything gives you cancer at this point.
Can I say this? Speaking of the depressing aspect of it, I can't help but get over the fact that they're bringing this back and adding caffeine to it. Because they're like, hey, guess
what?
That's
what the world needs.
Guess what? You liked this stuff when you were young, but you're old and tired now. So we're bringing it back and giving it extra caffeine because you're exhausted, aren't you, buddy? Here you go. Have your Mr. Pibb and just shut up about the world for a little bit. Just sit in the corner and twitch.
And they're launching, Mr. Pibb Zero Sugar.
Yeah.
Why does it need new packaging? Don't you want people to recognize it for what it was?
I don't know. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, what you
don't make it different.
If it's a nostalgia thing,
make it so that people can pick it out off of a store shelf.
And I'll ask this question with the text line real quick. Just being honest.
Because we still have phone lines blocked because we don't want people to bother.
Because we don't want people to bother. We're just giving him the hour off. How many of you even knew Mr. Pibb was gone? How many of you even knew that? Like, I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Nobody knew it was gone. There's a whole generation now that grew up just seeing Pib Extra everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't know Mr. Pib was a thing. So, like, I guess this is for younger people or for older, younger people. But I don't know.
Do we still have, I'm trying to think of, like, the stuff that I drank when I was a kid. Do we still have Strawberry Crush and Grape Crush and Orange Crush?
No.
That was big in our household.
I haven't seen those in years.
Orange Crush. Yeah. Okay, that was the big. My dad was really big in Orange Crush. Orange Crush
is a thing.
Is it still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see it very often.
You can get, like, the party packs that have, like, Mountain Dew and root beer and stuff.
You know, right. There is a... I'll throw this out there too. Text line 913-586-7798. Actually text on this. I didn't care about the other thing. I was joking.
For those of you who have already texted, he doesn't care now.
I don't care anymore. What is the weirdest, like, what is your, like, idiosyncratic brand of soda? Like, what's a brand of soda that you like that you're like, I don't think that many people know what this is? Like, there'd be like Jones's soda that were really popular about 25 years ago where they all had like different pictures.
Mm-hmm.
On the Jones's soda. The soda was okay, but it was the pictures that made it great. If you lived in Illinois, I don't know if you had this in your area.
Yeah.
Jamie, because I think it might have been a Southern Illinois thing, but we had Ski soda.
I've never heard of that.
It was molten battery acid mixed with lime juice, more or less. Will Starrett loves it. Will Starrett, whenever I would go back home, when we did the show together, whenever I'd go back home, I'm sorry, Wink Starrett, he would implore me to please bring back a thing of Ski, and sometimes would just make a special trip to Illinois to buy Ski soda.
No, I've never heard of that. I would never. I drank a lot of cream soda as a kid. Is that still A&W cream soda?
Yeah, it still exists.
That's what I would always.
Yeah.
Or when you can go to, I don't know what that thing is called, when you go to places like QT where, and Subway has it too, where it's like the big spinny thing where you can pick out the different sodas and mix. There's a cream soda addition or a vanilla addition to your soda. I like that. I'm trying to think what else was unique when I was a kid, though.
I don't know. Like, what is the dog one? It was a root beer with like a dog on it.
Mug?
No, that I don't. That would be Barks, actually. But no, it wasn't that either. It had like this big goofy cartoon dog on it, and it was huge. Jolt Cola, is that a thing anymore? Probably not. Do you even know what that is, Quentin?
No. I haven't really recognized anything you guys are talking about.
That's great. you don't have to tell us that every time.
913-586-7798. Just watching the cobwebs grow out of our mouths as we talk on air. Vess Soda.
What is it?
Vess.
V-E-S-S?
V-E-S-S.
Oh, nobody, that's still a thing. Yeah.
Is it still here? I've not seen it here. It's cheap. That was what was so great about Vess Soda.
Yeah.
It was like off-brand soda, but it was actually good.
Distributed primarily in St. Louis.
That's why I knew about it.
Yeah.
Grew up with it.
Does it still exist? Yes, it is still made and sold primarily in the Midwest.
RC. It's not Mug Root Beer, guys. I know the dog. Andy, it's not that. Damn it. All right.
We'll look it up.
913-586-7798. What was your weird idiosyncratic brand of soda? We'll talk about that next Monday.
It's the trip down soda memory lane. Because Mr. Pib is coming back. For those of you who didn't know it ever left. Yeah, it's coming back.
So it was dog and suds. Several people texted in on the text line and said that was the dog soda. We also had Sam Stevie come in and say very authoritatively that there are only two brands of root beer that have ever had a dog on them. It's Mug and Dog and Suds. So
okay.
It had to be Dog and Suds.
I forgot about Mug root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember Barks was the root beer I never liked.
Why is Barks the one without a dog?
It's B-A-R-Q, but you're right. Yeah.
That's just weird.
It was always the bad one. It was the one I never liked.
That's the one that product has caffeine in it, too. Barks is the one with bite. Yeah, because it's the root beer that has caffeine in it.
Okay.
I
said Green River during
Green
the break.
Green River, which never heard of it.
Like lime soda.
Yeah.
And you can still get it. Knee High came up on the text line.
Yeah, that's a Southern one.
Uh-huh.
That's like from New Orleans or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. Goody Pop glass bottles. We used to get it by the wooden case at a drive-thru liquor store in Fremont, Nebraska.
Wow.
That might be the oldest sentence I've ever read on the air. Grapefruit Shasta.
I forgot about Shasta. And somebody mentioned Squirt.
Diet Right. I think that still exists.
I think you can still get Diet Right.
And Tab.
Oh, yeah. Tab's the famous one.
Because that was like the first diet soda, wasn't it, Tab?
Yeah.
Barks, knee-high, mug root beer. Yeah. All right. Speaking of dogs, coming up, we're going to talk about Tom Brady cloned his dog. But before that, we're going to talk about Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota having a press conference to announce new tax relief measures. We're going to check in with that and see if you guys are getting any relief in Jackson County. That's coming up.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.